This is the Don and Mike Show.
Premature. B.O.C. Cult of Blue Oysters. Here they are.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
Not a word, my sweets. Just listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Could use a little more cowbell. Now that's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Right.
Wrong.
Right.
That's the bit with Will Ferrell, right?
Will Ferrell.
And what's his name?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, right. Where he's the record producer.
Oh.
And they're doing Don't Fear the Reaper and Will Ferrell. Well, I'm sorry, I still love
well,
big and fat playing the cowbell.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but if you love Will Ferrell.
NASCAR?
That NASCAR movie,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously, maybe one of the funniest ones. And he's doing it. God damn it, I wish I remembered the other actor that's going to be the absolute perfect casting.
It's Ben Kingsley.
It's big. It's the guy that was in The Perfect Storm that played one of the fishermen in The Perfect Storm. He's done a lot of quirky, weird
the fat
roles.
Guy,
he's
right?
kind of a chunky guy.
Yeah. Right.
And he is. He was also in Boogie Nights. I think he was in Boogie Nights.
I also forgot to
is
mention.
Is he the guy from Capote?
Not Phil.
Not Philip Seymour Hoffman. No, this is another guy, a taller guy.
You'd reckon. He's very. If you pardon the stereotype, Irish-looking.
Riley. Oh. John C. Riley.
John That's C. Riley. Wow. And these two, seriously, this looks hysterical.
I saw yesterday the big, gigantic cutout in the theater for the new Jack Black movie.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
where he's a wrestler.
Does he have a mustache?
Yeah. And all it is him wearing a Speedo jumping off the side of a building. But it's big and gigantic. And, again, looks great. And saw the trailer for the Will Ferrell movie, and I forget what his name is.
Billy Bobby or something like that. I forgot
it is the perfect NASCAR name, and he's sponsored by Wonder Bread.
I mean, it's just so many different, and it's from the people, I guess, who made Anchorman, so yeah, it's going to be silly.
It'll be great.
Right.
Did you see the ad for Cars? Cars! That's the Pixar movie.
Oh, the animated?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I guess I'll go see that. You know, it's like got Paul Newman's voice in it and maybe Owen Wilson. And it looked
I'll take the kids to see it.
The graphics look cool, but I'm starting to get a little burned out on the Pixar stuff. Mm-hmm.
Right. They played a dirty trick with Cars. Is
what?
They put that trailer
Cars.
On the Incredibles DVD, which came out 13 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Robert has been chomping to see Cars now for 13 months.
Wow. Yeah, but I think it'll be better than the average crap that's out there as far
because
as the animated.
It has a voice of Larry the Cable Guy in it.
Rob, please to be bringing in Jessica Rabbit.
Yes.
And let's put 10 minutes on the clock for Make Jessica Laugh. Now, please be gentle with this kind soul.
Can I show her my finger?
Like you don't every day?
Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
You want to see my finger?
No. Yeah.
The cut finger?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Hold on. There it is.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Okay, that doesn't faze you.
See?
Good.
Right.
Hi,
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. Now, let's see if we got the background correct. We are very fond of you. You're a sweet girl. You come in here during the breaks, and we say awful things about people, and you let it roll right off. And we say things to get a reaction from you. You let it roll off.
I think from day one when you came in here, we just liked your personality, the way you came in here and the way you were very, very bubbly and kind of, you know, if it was on your mind, you were talking about it. We liked that right away.
We like your cowboy boots.
Yes. I don't have those on today.
We like your flash dance outfit. We like the days when you work out. When you wear your workout clothes, and
I like the album of bird photos that you brought in that one day when you were talking about training birds.
I'm not crazy about your MySpace page, only because that's creepy for losers, and you're not a loser.
I'm not a loser.
You're not a loser. I mean, really, I was on your MySpace page, and your friend list sucks. You should get out of there. You should
those get... are everyone I know that I'm in contact with every week.
Well,
that's a lot of friends.
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot. But if those are your friends, you need to get some better friends. But it's just one man's opinion.
And incidentally, you happened to find the MySpace, didn't you, when you were just doing your regular search?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Well, you know,
funny,
I did the search.
You were there.
I did the search. And I found
you just did the search.
Jessica, I'm just embarrassing you. You have a great MySpace page.
Do you need to hear better, Jessica?
It's a little too loud.
It's too loud?
Oh, now I can't hear you.
How's that? Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Right now? Yeah, it's amazing. Let me explain that. See this knob right here? When I turn this down,
uh-huh.
It actually, you know, kills the volume. Can you hear okay now?
Yes.
Is this too loud?
No, that's... Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, sensitive ears.
Yeah. All right. Jessica, that's the volume knob I discussed with you on the way in.
You just said by the headphones. I was looking for it.
There it is. It's right over there.
Well, that's where it is.
Very, very uh-huh. good.
Now you know.
I don't think you need MySpace, to be honest with you.
I don't.
No, you don't. Look at you. You're handsome. You're... Jesus Christ, you're full of life.
I think that this appearance on the show today is going to be a tour de force. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay. The deal is this. You like to laugh, Jessica.
I do.
We're going to take calls now. Feel no pressure to laugh at anything. We've done this segment with people before, like Yanni. Yanni Norman?
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst at this. Right. We had him on like five times. No, it was maybe three times. But at least two. Mm-hmm. When we went 10 minutes and nothing made him laugh.
But you know, he was true to his convictions here. Yes. You gotta compliment him for
so
that.
So don't worry about it. If nothing makes you laugh, don't laugh. If something makes you laugh, go with it. You
okay.
ready? Okay, let's put 10 minutes on the clock, Rob.
I've got it. It begins with the first caller.
10 minutes.
You see that bank of phones over there, Jessica? Those are all the people that are waiting to talk to you.
So here we go.
To make you laugh.
Friends.
Let's see if we can make Jess laugh. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Jessica Rabbit laugh.
Okay. Well, this is a really cute joke. A father took his young son to a livestock auction to buy a horse. And the dad's checking out the front flanks and the chest and everything. And the little boy says,
"Hi!"
You will find, Jessica, that
we don't have a tremendous amount of patience.
The ADD.
I don't have a tremendous amount.
Do you
of
have
patience.
The ADD too?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. I find that sexy in a woman.
We were all looking out the window at that moment.
So whenever you want to, if you want it, you can just say, "Lose this caller."
Okay.
I'll respect you even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite part of the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Jessica laugh.
A young man went up to his father and said, "Hey, Pop, can I have $20 for a BJ?" Father thinks for a second. He says, "I don't know. Are you any good?"
Okay, see, that's how we play the game.
I should point out to our listening audience that we're getting some nonverbal stuff here. You can't hear it on the radio, but Jessica just shook her head.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Jessica laugh.
Yeah, Jessica.
Yeah?
You got to say hi to the people, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Jessica, back in World War II, do you know how the Germans invaded Poland?
No.
Well, they walked in backwards and said they were leaving.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
God,
bye.
Rob.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, all it had to do was have to do
German.
With Germany.
Right.
Now. God, go polish your plates.
The Crooked Cross.
It was Rob's day, we'd be done.
The Crooked Cross.
The Crooked Cross, the Nazis flew.
Hello.
The hammer and the sickle, too.
He's mentally retarded.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, make Jessica laugh.
Okay, String walks into a bar. Bartender says, "You know, we don't serve your kind around here." String gets up and walks out. Goes around the corner, goes down to the barbershop, gets himself a new frayed haircut, ties himself in a knot, walks back in. Bartender says, "Aren't you that same String that just walked in here?" He says, "No, sir, I'm afraid not."
Okay, good for you, Jess.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Very discriminating.
That was stupid.
It was really stupid.
Hello there.
Feel free to say so.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Feel free to verbalize your feelings mm-hmm. about these jokes. If you're angry, if you're disappointed, instead of shaking your head or just being silent.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Make Jessica laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Yes.
Do you know the difference, or do you know what tastes good?
No. Jessica,
can't.
I would like to apologize for that language. That is not acceptable.
Where does that word come from?
That is horrible. Sorry about that.
That's an ugly, ugly word for a woman's Daisy.
Please do not consider that a reflection on us. That is simply a random listener.
Daisy.
I won't.
That's the code word. Daisy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Guy walks into the psychiatrist's office wearing nothing but Saran wrap shorts. Psychiatrist takes one look at him and says, "Clearly I can see your nuts."
That was stupid.
No, hey, wait a minute.
Now she's editorializing.
Like
we're
it.
Off and running.
Dot and Mike, make Jessica laugh.
Hey, Jessica, I heard that the president has figured out a way to make gas prices go down to 33 cents a gallon.
Okay.
Got to ask him how.
How?
I don't know.
That was retarded. He's literally retarded.
Well done.
There you go, Jessica. See, now, how does it feel to have a woman who's as pure as the driven snow mm-hmm. saying the same hurtful things that we say?
Isn't that amazing?
What does it tell you?
Truly amazing.
So we might be right all along about you people. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Make Jessica laugh.
I might not be a smart man, but I know what Rob is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Sometimes you'll get pop culture references.
Yeah, and he was doing kind of a sketch.
Hello. Okay. You're on Make Jessica Laugh.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, what's the fastest thing in the world?
I don't know.
Ethiopian with a lunch ticket.
Bye!
Oh, man. Yeah, the Ethiopian joke's very dated.
It's circa Sam Kinison, right?
Yeah, really very old.
Go to where the food is.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Are you there?
Hello?
No, forget that guy. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on with Jessica. Make her laugh.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
Fine.
All right, got a quick question. Why did Michael Jackson call the musical group Boys and Men?
I don't know. Why?
He thought it was a home delivery service.
No.
Oh, man.
Bye!
Did you get a little chuckle out of that one?
I've never heard it before.
Oh, you've always been a connoisseur of the Michael Jackson jokes.
You know, I even like still, 50% off boys' shorts, you know, at that company. You know. Hello.
That's an old joke.
Oh, very good, Jessica. That's right.
Hello, make Jessica laugh. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Jessica.
Yeah?
You know why women like 77?
Why?
Because they get 80 more.
That's retarded.
5 minutes!
5 minute mark.
5 minutes!
Hello. You know when Rob does that, it reminds me of Charles. Is it who's the
Durning.
Charles Durning
in North Dallas 40.
He's drinking the Maalox.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Hello, Donna, Mike, make Jessica laugh.
What do you call one white guy and 10 black guys?
I have no idea what.
Quarterback.
Again, that was.
He should be ashamed of himself.
Rob, you're not laughing at that one, right?
That's right. That's
ashamed of it. He wrote it. Hey, I mean, ages ago. It's some of his oldest work.
It's old material.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And his underground books.
Pre-Warren Moon. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jessica.
Yes?
Why do Mexicans always make tamales during Christmas?
I have no idea.
So they at least have something to unwrap.
Oh. Didn't make her laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Didn't make anyone laugh.
Make Jessica laugh.
Horrible.
Hello. I love this segment. I love it when it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost better when it goes bad.
Yes.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
4 minutes.
Jessica?
Yes?
Three moms were discussing the contents of their daughter's purses. The brunette
Wait. Your phone dropped out. Their daughter's what?
Yeah. What did she say?
Three moms are discussing the contents of their daughter's purses.
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 Okay.
As opposed to the other word we had to delete out.
Right. Yeah. See, I was surprised. You got that.
Purses.
All right.
Yes.
They're deleting the content of the purses. Go!
The brunette mom says, I found cigarettes in my daughter's purse. I can't believe she smokes. The redheaded mother says, oh, my gosh, I found a marijuana joint in my daughter's purse. I can't believe that she smokes marijuana. And the blonde mother says, I found a condom in a purse.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think we can.
I don't.
That's not going to make the light of air.
Are you hit the dump on that?
Yeah. That's an obvious one.
Did that make
one.
You laugh, Jessica?
Not really.
It made me laugh, kind of.
It was kind of cute. And you know what? I kind of like
Bye,
the I like the marijuana joint. That was I kind of enjoyed it.
It was best so far, but it made me laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike. We had to delete out the best part. It was about penises.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Make Jess laugh, please.
Why did the man with one hand cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the second hand shop.
That's retarded.
To get to the second hand show.
Come on.
Okay. Made me go.
And he even had the right inflection.
He did.
Because if you said second hand shop, that wouldn't work. The second hand shop.
Hello. Don and Mike, you're on Make Jessica Laugh.
I can make this garbage can laugh. Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you know, it was a hump right from the beginning.
I'm sorry, that should have been not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
What happened when Cinderella got to the ball?
I have no idea.
She choked.
Oh!
She laughed. She definitely laughed.
Now, there are some audible laughter.
That's a good joke. I may have even heard it before.
Winner.
I still thought it was funny. And you did too, right, Jessica?
Yes, I've never heard that.
That is a good joke.
Yeah.
It's tight, it's right, it's out of sight.
My friend, what is your name? Any idea?
My name is Gus.
And Gus, where are you from?
From Boston, Harford County.
All right, so you're listening on Live 105 HFS in Baltimore, right?
You got it, man.
Right on. Well, listen, my friend, you get $300 in cash, you get the $50 Tower gift card, Tower Records, Life Played Loud, and you get NYPD Blues Season 3 on DVD. Get it now wherever you buy DVDs. Thank you for making Jessica laugh.
That's awesome, guys. I'm like gay for you guys. I hate to say it, but thank you very much.
That's a nice little tip in right there.
Remember, pitching, not catching.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to put my vest back on because of that call. You know, Don and I laughed more than any other joke we got today, and you laughed too. I like it when it works like that. Mm-hmm.
Jessica, look at that. It worked for you.
Yay. It did.
You're a big winner.
Congratulations, Jessica.
And now you've got some great jokes you can tell those loser friends of yours on MySpace.
Yes.
Then you
I won't remember half of them.
You won't. Do you tell jokes?
I try. Are you a joke teller? I've had jokes for like 5 years.
Oh, do you have one? Do you have a favorite joke?
No, not really a favorite. They're stupid.
Do you have one?
For losers like my MySpace.
Could you tell? He doesn't. You know he doesn't mean that.
No.
He doesn't mean that at all.
I know that.
Yes, I do.
I don't care.
No, I'm kidding.
Do you have a real stupid one? And if you say it's stupid, then it can be stupid.
I don't think they're jokes that can go on air.
Oh.
Can you use initials?
No.
Like a guy put his D?
No.
You
know, no. It'll sound stupid.
How about a riddle?
No.
How about a limerick?
No.
A pun?
No.
No.
A double entendre?
No. Okay, don't say difficult words like that.
There's the Kelly Pickler we wanted right there. Right.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, thank you, Jessica.
Good job. Jess. Bravo.
That went well. Yeah.
Nicely done. You did great.
Thank you.
You did.
You're a minx.
There she goes.
Just like Pickler. She's the best, isn't she?
Yeah.
Pickler.
That's it right there.
You know what she is? She's a full-grown Pickler. You get what I'm saying? She's a woman. Pickler's a girl.
Oh, ho.
Did I do that?
You're killing me.
What, Robbie?
I'm sorry I was gone. I had to explain to her the Cinderella joke.
She laughed.
Yes.
She did laugh.
She got it. Okay.
Full grown Pickler.
FGP. Let's go to Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
It's me.
He made it up.
We're on a very short leash today. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, W says gas prices are gonna be tough. The Pope considers the condom. And something shaking down south, but it isn't a vibrator.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Two big segments of Buzz tonight. That's very
balltacular.
This is the Don and Mike Show.